USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Las Vegas firefighters say it looked like an accidental start to the blaze, but there will be a thorough investigation into the apartment complex fire that took 6 lives. The fire department's Tim Szymanski.
We had reports that people were jumping from windows. When the first units arrived on scene, it's a 3-story older building. And he says that there was multiple people hanging out windows. Some people were already jumping, and it was heavy smoke coming from the building.
13 people were also hurt, and dozens of people were displaced. There's a major change to how Americans save for retirement, and it's close to becoming law. The Senate passed the Secure Act as part of its massive spending package. The House passed it earlier this week, and it now heads to President Trump, who is expected to sign it into law. This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Trump is in Florida campaigning. He spoke to the conservative Turning Point USA Student Action Summit. He blasted House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for her delay in turning over articles of impeachment to the Senate.
That's good, right? That's good. But you know what? So unfair. It's so unfair. She has no case. Did they look bad? They got up the same thing, the Constitution. They are violating the Constitution, totally.
But Democratic Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee says regardless of what happens next, one thing is certain.
The president will always have on his legacy that he was impeached, yes. What we're doing now is following the Constitution, which is the question of transmitting the articles of impeachment to the U.S. Senate.
Boeing plans to bring its Starliner crew capsule back to Earth on Sunday. The first test flight was cut short by an improperly set clock on the spacecraft. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
The United Kingdom is starting the proceedings to extradite a U.S. diplomat's wife on criminal charges. USA's John Hunt has more.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said the U.K. would continue to make representations to the United States at entry level to support the family of teenage motorcyclist Harry Dunn, who was killed in a collision involving a U.S. diplomat's wife. Anne Sakalis flew back to the United States just 3 weeks after the deadly crash, 70 miles north of London. Now 4 months have gone by after the collision, and British authorities have announced that they're charging her with causing death by dangerous driving. Harry's mother feels things are finally moving in the right direction.
We feel that we've taken a huge step. We would seek justice thinking it was going to be really easy. We had no idea it was going to be this hard and it would take this long.
The Crown Prosecution Service, which handles criminal cases in the UK, said it's now started an extradition process in order for her to return to the country and appear in court. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
A century-old Seattle barrel company has been indicted in what prosecutors describe as a long-running pollution conspiracy. The 36-count indictment said Seattle Barrel used a hidden drain to pump caustic wastewater directly into the King County sewer system. Seattle Barrel refurbishes used industrial and commercial barrels and drums. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.